What's up, Hyperfast Nation? On this episode of the show, I am going to give you some tips and strategies for ending phone fear forever and putting more money in your pocket. You don't want to miss this episode. All right, welcome back to the Hyperfast Agent Show. Thank you for tuning in today, whether you're on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We really appreciate it, and we really appreciate your reviews. So if you are a listener and can go on iTunes or Spotify and leave a review, or if you're on YouTube, leave a comment, we would greatly appreciate that. And without further ado, let's dive into today's topic about how to end phone fear forever, right? How to put aside the fears that are costing you tens of thousands, maybe even six figures a year. I did an episode recently on the three different types of phone calls that real estate agents need to make each and every week, right? So the who you need to make, what you need to say, and you know, go back and listen to that if you haven't. If you have listened to that, realize this. Like, you can know who to call, when to call, what to say, but if you don't actually do it, you're not going to get the results that you want. So before we dive into how to deal with phone fear, let's talk a little bit about where phone fear comes from, where this fear of rejection comes from. And a lot of what I teach on this subject, have to give credit to Jeb Blunt. This guy's written so many great books on prospecting, closing deals, overcoming objections. One of the best sales trainers. Everyone should definitely go out and get Fanatical Prospecting by Jeb Blunt. And a lot of what I know on this topic and have implemented in my own business comes from being a good student of his books. So where does phone fear come from, or fear in general, right? This fear of objections. Well, objections get mistaken for rejections, and humans get fearful. When that happens, our evolutionary responses of fight or flight kick in. And let's talk a little bit about how this developed. So, you know, go back to hundreds of years or thousands of years in human history. You know, we didn't have all the conveniences of today. We had to live in huts or caves or, you know, really primitive type of shelters in, you know, extended families, clans, tribes, if you will. And that tribe, right, or that clan or extended family, whatever you were part of in these more primitive times, that really increased your chances of survival, right? Because you had shelter, you had protection in numbers, you had more people to hunt, more people to look out for predators. So if you did something that caused you to get rejected from that group and you were now out on your own, your chances of dying went up a lot, right? You know, 'cause you would be fending for yourself, providing your own shelter, not having the safety numbers. So over time, the humans that were more sensitive to rejection passed their genes along at a higher rate, right? Because those who weren't died. So fast forward to modern day history, or from modern day history to where we are now, you know, we sense rejection as being kicked out of the tribe. This is just evolutionary brain taking over, and sometimes confuse that with, oh, this isn't just a buyer or seller is telling me no, this is like the end of the world for me, right? So it's, you know, if you kind of understand where it comes from, that evolutionary response, and that's just your primitive brain, I think that can help you deal with it. Now, a couple different things that, you know, frameworks, techniques to use to overcome that, okay? Now that we know where it comes from. Number one, use the this or that framework, right? Do you want this or do you want that? Okay. Do I want temporary rejection from some buyer or seller I don't know? Or do I want an empty pipeline? Right? Do I want the buyer to not sign an agreement with me up front? Or do I want to show them 10 homes and they're not really serious? Do I want the seller to tell me up front they're not realistic on price, or do I want to take a listing that won't sell, right? So use the this or that framework that will help you push through some of those short, temporary discomforts, right? So now we know this or that framework, right? That's a great framework to use. Write it out, right? Spend some time brainstorming. Like, you know, what don't you like about talking to buyers? What don't you like talking to sellers? You know, or on the appointments, right? You can even take it further. Like, what makes you uncomfortable? And, you know, is the alternative worse than that? And in most cases, it probably is, because it means empty pipeline, less sales, wasted time. Okay, the second thing I think on phone fear is, can you get to yes or no quickly, right? You know, get good at practicing a script, and it's going to depend on who you're calling, right? Is it FSBOs? Is it expired? Is it circle prospecting? But get good at practicing a script that is short, direct, and to the point, tells them up front why you're calling, and ask them a question that will get to yes or no quickly, right? You know, your live conversations really shouldn't be more than 1 to 2, maybe 3 minutes max, right? You should be getting to yes or no quickly. Sometimes maybe you'll find a maybe, and you'll have some objections to try to overcome, and you know, you can bend those maybes into yeses. But for the most part, you have to look at yourself as being a sorter, right? Not a convincer. You know, sorters can go quicker, right? So if you can just sort the yeses from the nos, great. Maybe throw in a little bit of converting maybes to yeses, even better. But really focus on getting to yes or no quickly. All right, learn how to ask better questions. I think too many people base their questions in such a way to avoid getting the no. And you know, sometimes hearing the no a certain number of times is just necessary before you get to the yes. So ask better questions. And this isn't just for prospecting, but this is, you know, this would be true for once you book the appointment and have the meeting, right? Ask questions. Like when you're prospecting, you know, ask questions like, when's a good time for me to follow up with you? You know, if you haven't booked the appointment, right? But you're just going to send a material. When's a good time for me to follow up with you on Monday? Or is Tuesday better, right? Always give two alternatives. Or if you're calling an expired, like, I'm going to be in your neighborhood tomorrow. Would it be better to meet you in the morning or early afternoon, right? Ask questions that are designed to get to the yes or the no quickly. You know, if you're on a presentation, at the end of it, right? What did you like best about the presentation? Not what did you think, right? What did you think is a good way to not get an answer? Or at this point in the process, if you want to move forward, the next step would be to review the paperwork and sign our agreement. Are you ready to do that? Okay. Ask these types of questions rather than ones that avoid getting to the yes or no. When you ask these questions, this is the next point. Be aware that silence is okay, all right? When you ask a question, a good question designed to get to your yes or no, now's the time to be quiet, okay? A lot of times people get uncomfortable with the silence, so they bring up the objections themselves. You don't want to do that, okay? You don't want to bring – so ask the question, be quiet. Usually the first person to talk after that gives in. Another good technique, create space, right? When the objection comes up, create space. When that objection comes up, that's the moment when you need your neocortex, right? The logical part of your brain to take over. However, there's this evolutionary thing called fight or flight we referenced earlier in this podcast. When fight or flight takes over, okay, blood goes from your non-essential organs, such as the neocortex, and rushes into muscles and you know, the things you need to get ready to either fight or run away, neither of which is good in the moment. So create a ledge, right? Because you just that fight or flight will go away after a brief moment, and your neocortex can kind of take back over, but you need some space, right? You need some time. Create the ledge. How do you do that? Well, you ask questions like, oh, that's interesting, tell me more. I understand why you would say that. Can you explain a little bit more? Or tell me more about that. Or, yeah, a lot of people have felt that way before. Can you elaborate a little? I'm really interested, right? Things like that just give you more time and ask some more open-ended questions. And finally, we're going to end with this. Know your yes number. Keep your stats, right? So if you're making regular calls, you're doing regular prospecting, know how many people you have to talk to. Track your yes number. Is it 11 conversations or 12 or 10 or 15, right? I think for most people, it's probably going to be in that 10 to 15 range to get appointments. Maybe less though, right? Maybe 8 to 10 even, but track it and know it. That way you know that the no's you're getting are just simply part of the process of getting to the yeses. Then over time, see how it changes, right? Maybe you're a 15 when you start off, but 6 months in, now you're at a 10, because you're getting better, right? You're getting more confidence. You're learning how to convert some of the maybes into yeses. So track your yes number. So these are just a couple tips, guys. But really, you have to just dive in and do it. The more you do it, the less phone fear will be an issue for you. And really start with that this or that framework. I think the this or that framework, it's really getting it black and white. Like, do you want? It basically comes out to, do you want temporary discomfort or long term discomfort? That's what it boils down to. So thank you for watching this episode of the Hyper Fast Show or tuning in, listening on iTunes or Spotify. Please leave us a review. And by the way, if you are interested in learning more about what it's like to partner with Carrie Scholl and I at eXp Realty, where we are some of the top selling agents of the company, some of the top sponsoring agents in the company, I'd love to have that conversation with you and show you how we will help you sell more homes, keep more commission, run a more profitable business, and even build recurring income through the revenue share program. All you need to do to learn about how to do that and get a consult from me, a no pressure consult, is send me a text message on my cell phone, 703-638-4393. Again, if you want to learn about partnering with me and Carrie Scholl at eXp Realty, send me a text at 703-638-4393. Thanks for tuning in to this week's show. Can't wait to see you on the next episode. Remember to like, comment, share, all that good stuff. We'll see you next time.